Welcome back to the J&B Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We are a couple of guys that enjoy video games, movies, and entertainment. My name is Bay, and I'm joined with my neighbor Jay.
Woohoo! Man, I wish I had that much energy as you're bringing. I am tired. I had some mimosas this morning, had 2.5 hours of sleep, went to the gym, and now I'm having this big hazy wolf that Bay gave me, and then I'm about to drink this Alesmith Speedway Stout. I haven't drank anything for about a week. You know, it's funny though, because, like, you know, I had that tonsillectomy in November.
Yep.
My taste has changed and it hasn't gone away. It's very bland.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I was eating this burrito that I know the taste. This is the part that sucks. I know how it's supposed to taste, but it doesn't taste the same.
Oh, wow.
So I am going towards sweets because I can taste it versus, like, something salty. I don't taste it. Like this IPA, oh, I feel like...
You drank the whole thing. I just barely sipped mine and yours is gone.
I feel like this would... it has like a bitter flavor.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
Really?
Taste it. Take a swig of this wolf.
But it's not really...
No?
No, it's not bitter at all.
All right. Cool.
But, and maybe because it's... I don't know. But I kind of can relate to what you're saying because I just had COVID, right? Uh-huh. And people were talking about how like it dulls,
right.
dulls your taste buds. But for me, it's kind of enhanced it.
Makes them better.
I don't know, man. Because
that's cool,
right? And I had some Mexican food, and I felt like it was too salty. And I, you know, and normally I just love it. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So things are a little low enhanced. I don't know.
Oh, speaking of food, have you been to Handel's?
No, oh, what's that?
It's a handmade ice cream parlor.
Ooh.
So we went to Del Mar and. They have Handel's there. They have this kind of like cool like mall that you can go to. And this line was super long. If you go to Handel's and you're in San Diego, they have one in PB and Del Mar. I think there's one down south as well in Chula Vista, San Ysidro area.
Okay.
And get that graham cracker central. Super
Ooh.
Good.
Ooh.
However, I remember tasting this back in December because one of my peers, she had her birthday. I was like, oh, this is so great. It's so good. And then I had it the other day. I was like, I need more because I can't, because like I had ramen over at that place, at that mall in Del Mar.
Okay.
Super cool ambience. It's like they had whales and it was made out of like wood and everything. It didn't taste very good. And usually like with ramen, with tonkotsu, they have like bone marrow and it's very fatty.
Yeah.
Like when you get it from menu, right?
Sure.
So when you refrigerate it, it gets very gelatinous.
Sure.
Ew, that doesn't look good. But when you reheat it in the stove, it becomes liquid, right?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Man, this thing, man. I put it in the refrigerator, it's still liquid. I'm like, nah, dude. This is weak sauce ramen, man. Get out of here.
No this fat, is, man.
No, nah, dude. Oh, what is this, man? This is healthy ramen? Get out of here.
Healthy ramen.
I can't even taste it.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't recommend this place.
I should have came over with my cup of noodles and just like...
Yeah, pretty much.
Threw some in there.
I should have went to H-Mart and just got some karaage and just like put it in my air fryer that we just got gifted. And it would have been better because I had karaage over there.
Okay.
And like two pieces were super hot, the other ones were like really cold, and it felt like they just like microwaved it. Honestly, like it didn't come out from a deep fryer.
Okay.
It was a very bad like experience for food.
Okay. Now, I promise you folks, we are going to get to the podcast and all that. But this
hey,
new,
man, they love this banter.
This new air fryer, though.
Yeah.
Do you like this?
I'm going to use it tonight. It's my first time. I preheated it, and I was like, whoa, somebody thinks... Or our family that I eat out too much. So they want me to eat at home, which is funny because I got chicken thighs today. No bone because, you know, I'm squirmish about bone.
What?
$14, man. I was like.
For chicken thighs?
For chicken thighs. At
like how many?
Like from Smart Final? Is that okay. The place?
Oh, sure.
Right from across the street from Rubio's?
Yeah.
Dude, I was like. I can get in and out for this. I don't have to do dishes.
That's a little pricey.
Dude,
I mean,
right?
Like, how many pieces? About,
I don't know, but it looks like I can eat all of this in one sitting. And I think that I don't know if Deanna will hear this. I feel like I'm gonna cook, and then I'll put all these spices on it. We're gonna eat. I'll take her to work, and then I'm gonna end up at a Taco Bell still.
Hey, that's all right, man.
Because I want that grilled cheese. I want that grilled cheese burrito, man. That tastes black. Because of my damn taste buds. God, oh, it's so bad. Really bad. It's so weird.
It is weird.
Like, I have feeling, I can taste in the back of my palate.
Yeah.
But in, like, in the front, it's like nothing.
Oh, that sucks,
it
man.
It does suck. And then I was looking at that research about tonsillectomies, and then about 65% of patients, I don't know what the value is, like how many people they researched or they interviewed.
Yeah.
But it said 65% state that they have some type of taste disturbance for about 6 months, and then it goes away.
How long has it been?
It's been, I had my tonsillectomy on November 3rd. So,
oh, that's, you mean you got some time?
Yeah, so
6 months is, yeah, that's another four
so I
months.
Like,
man.
I was like, man, like, because after the tonsillectomy, I was like, oh, I'll go away, you know, this bland thing,
yeah.
And it has, dude, this is terrible,
you know, that sucks.
Yeah, I've been eating, and like, people are like, oh, you're gonna, like, my friend, she's like, oh, you're gonna lose weight. I was like, no, I want a taste,
right?
So, you need to eat,
yeah, you're gonna eat more,
yeah, because I want that taste, and I'm going towards sweets. So that graham cracker station, man, you know, like, even though I can't taste it, like, towards the front of my palate, towards the end, I'm like, oh, dude, it tastes great. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's so this tastes like this.
And you're going to start cooking, and you know what's going to happen is you're going to over-season.
Dude, let's get some hypertension right here, baby. Let's increase my blood pressure. Let's put, like, the whole, let's put one tablespoon. Let's put one, like, two tablespoons, three tablespoons.
Okay, take it easy, man. That's a lot of tablespoons.
Oh, my God, man, this is terrible.
Oh, wow. But you know what? Hopefully it comes back sooner than later.
I hope so. Thank you, babe. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Now, we do have a podcast, and we are going to talk about a few things. It's a different time of year right now because we're waiting for stuff, but we got some good news as far as Last of Us, and the show is coming out this coming Sunday, the 15th.
Cannot wait for this.
And the reviews have been good.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to read too much into it because I want to you know, take it in and feel good about it and not spoil it and that kind of stuff. So but I am more interested in watching this now after hearing these reviews. Other thing is, Jay finished Final Fantasy Crisis Core, and he's going to talk about that and talk about the conclusion to that. He's also going to touch on PSVR, man, and PSVR 2 is coming out February 22nd. And Jay, man, I don't know how I'm going to prepare for this. Do I need to go out, you know, out on a boat somewhere and get used to being rockety and going back and forth?
What's that boat from downtown to Coronado?
I can't think of it right now.
I forget what it is, but I remember going on that. And
the blowhorn? The
blowhorn, right?
That's it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Dude, it's just like rocking, just like in port. I don't know what it's called. I don't know what the term is, man. I'm not a sailor or anything. So I'm just sitting there. And then the waves are just moving. I'm like, oh my God, just move this boat because I get super nauseous. And like you, man, I'm going to hope you have some barf bags like in your living room, because that is what's going to happen on February 22nd.
Well, I'll have to get some. In our trash cans, and we'll work through it. Ice bags, you name it. We'll call it the Dramamine episode.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. We already have a pre-planned. That's awesome.
And then the last thing we're talking about is Bad Batch. So we both got to watch through that and give some insight there as far as this new season 2 of the Bad Batch. J.M., you know what? Can I start with this? Can I start with what I've been playing?
Yeah.
And normally we wait till later.
Yeah.
But I've been playing Destiny 2, Season of the Seraph. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
What's that? What's a Seraph?
I don't know. Because I'm always skipping through the freaking dialogue. It's the latest season. You know, you pay like $10, you get this silver, and then it gives you like a new things to chase after.
Okay, I like that.
And I'm trying not to sound sarcastic when I say this, because I do enjoy it, right? Now, they added the Iron Banner this week.
Right.
It's the latest version of it. And
Lord Saladin.
I know. I hate to say it, man. It's just a crazy grind. It's a big-time grind. Mm-hmm. It is fun. You know, come on. I played a few hours of this already over this weekend. And it is going to end by the time this airs tomorrow. It ends tonight on a Tuesday night. A lot of the drops are things I've seen before. And I kind of touched on this last time. But I'll say this. The Season of the Seraph, it's actually a little more enjoyable.
Okay. Do you feel it'd be enjoyable if LT and I were to play with you?
Yes.
All right. This is happening.
Yes. And this is what I'm getting at.
Next month, right? Is that when it comes out? Yes.
I need you guys.
All right. There you go.
I need you guys.
You hear the call. You see the bat signal. You hear you smell the flames from like Lord of the Rings when they're like burning the wood on the top of the mountains. The
flames from the Iron Banner.
Yes.
You know?
Come on, you guys. Crypto stole my engrams. Let's go.
Yeah. Start a new clan.
Or just reignite it.
Reignite everything.
Yes.
Just burn it all.
Yes. Iron Banner. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, guys.
Play some. Do the raids. Do it all.
Let's
just
do it.
Do it all.
Let's do it.
Because I'm with all the blueberries, whatever you call them.
Bay is hungry. Forget the blueberries. Let's get the regular guys. Let's go.
Yeah. You know, jump in. Like, I'm waiting in orbit for these, you know, they put these random people in your fire team. So I can, you know, chase after stuff. I want some people I know.
Yes.
You know, like, hey, watch my back.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go, guys. Come on.
Come on and revive me.
Call is here.
Come and revive me. Revive me. I'm over here. I'm waiting.
I need it. I need the barrier, man.
I'm on the edge of the cliff. I need
a Titan shield.
I'm sitting there, misadventure all the time. Misadventure. Fell off the freaking cliff.
Shoot the Telesto. Let's go.
Telesto.
Let's go Gjallarhorn.
Shoot it all.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Too bad you can't like share ammo. Like, yo, man, I need some heavy.
Dude, I can't wait because I saw that trailer again. I watched it like three times, but with this like Tron looking like equipment, it looks super sick, man.
It does.
I cannot
wait.
It looks
cool. Yeah. You know what? But the thing is, some of that stuff you got to pay for.
Oh, you know, I pay for Marvel Snap. Let's go.
Jay, you're perfect for this. Bungie loves you, man.
Oh, man. Marvel Snap loves me, but not this month.
Not this month.
I'll tell you why.
Later. You're spending it on Destiny.
I'm going to spend it I'm spending on this dang controller that's going to cost a lot this month.
No kidding. Keep going around in circles with that one. Okay, so I do want to give a little bit of opinion on this Season of Seraph. You know what? It's all about the weapons, right? If you're really into that, you know, like building a weapon and finding the right what do you call that gun, the one that's a minigun, not the minigun, SMG, submachine gun. You're really into that. It's great because there are slight differences for each one, and then you can kind of build on some of the handling as you upgrade it. Me personally, I mean, a submachine gun is a submachine gun.
No difference, huh?
Yeah, it does get a little frustrating in that sense because you're like, dang, okay, which one do I use? Mm-hmm. Right? And what it boils down to is, especially in the Iron Banner, okay, where am I going to get more kills with?
What weapons do you see in Iron Banner right now? Like the most used? Because before, I feel like it was hand cannons all the way. And then it kind of would be like submachine gun was with the top tier ones.
I'm seeing a little more pulse rifles. But there's always that there's always that MF-er man with the freaking hand cannon that just freaking blows me away like in two shots. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, I can't get out of the way. One of the things...
Did it tell you what it... Were you killed by? Like the Hawk Moon or something?
You can see a picture of it. but you know me, I'm like squinting. I'm like, what the hell is that shit? But what I started finding success with is the glaive.
What's like that? Is that
it's
weapon?
A freaking spear.
Oh, dang.
That
dude,
like shoots. That shoots.
The Kratos, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So I started using
it
that.
It shoots?
Yeah.
Dude, so this is how long I've been out of it. It's a glaive that shoots.
It's a spear that shoots the green.
Projectiles?
The green ammo.
Is it good with the special ammo?
Yes, special. Because right, cool. It's not that heavy. You know, you remember back when you had to collect primary ammo?
I don't even remember.
It's infinite now.
Infinite?
Yeah.
You just reload.
What? Yeah, you don't.
No way.
Dude, see, you've been too far removed.
No way. You just like keep shooting infinitely?
Yeah, if you got. What? If all it is the, call it kinetic, right?
Yeah.
You just get, it's unlimited.
What?
I know.
So they really prioritize like special and heavy ammo, huh?
Yeah.
So you really got to fight for that heavy ammo for that Galahorn?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Interesting.
The Jalahorn.
Wow, they really changed it, huh?
Yeah, and they added this new part to the Iron Banner where, okay, you start off the verses, right? And then, I think it's like 3 minutes, they drop like, what do you call those dudes that have the big shields? Dang, man, I forget.
They're NPCs?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. So they drop, they're like... From that one planet, from Mars.
Okay.
Dang, I can't freaking remember.
Oh, they're red or something, right?
Yeah. And they've got the big shields.
So both teams have to attack this thing?
Yes. And then when you beat them, so they drop down their little turrets, right?
Right.
When you beat them, then you take control of this like zone.
Is it? Oh, so you got to control the zone in order to get the ammo?
No.
No?
What ends up happening is this, you know, you you take control of that area. Some Titan drops a freaking bubble right on that shit.
Okay.
Right. And then you go at it with the other guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what happens.
For that heavy ammo?
No, you just
for the zone?
Just to get the zone and get points.
Interesting. I thought they would like drop heavy ammo, no? So they drop, oh, interesting. So you have two teams fighting this enemy, and then you got to fight for the zone.
Yes.
Do you get points for like defeating the enemy?
They do it different now. Used to be like kills.
Yeah.
Oriented like your ranking in your match. Now it's more about you controlling zones and stuff to up your ranking.
And this is regular, just
this is Iron Banner.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what? I did have fun with it. I did spend a good majority of my weekend playing it.
Yeah.
I need to get this fire team going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This controller's
that's where I'm at.
This controller's coming out in January, man. I said, like, once this controller comes out, I will play. So, I will play. Okay. February comes out. That's when that new expansion comes out. So, I will download it, and you got number two.
Cool.
I'll be your co-captain.
My wingman.
Your wingman. What's that? Like, and then Star Trek, I'll be your number one.
Okay, there you go.
Right.
Number one.
Make it so.
I'm giving her all she's got.
I give her all she's got, Captain. I got the little horns here, baby.
Okay. Sorry, I had to talk about that.
It's okay. You know, now I got to talk about Street Fighter 6.
Why not?
There is no news on Street Fighter 6 other than I saw the pre-orders from GameStop, and I am still like debating whether I should spend $250 on this. And however, I got, you know, these rockin' Reeboks.
Woohoo!
And they are Street Fighter themed, baby.
Turn the side.
So back. You see, look at this, man. It looks dirtier, right? Like Ryu's feet, because this is a Ryu themed shoe. It's the Reebok Classic. And the soles already come dirty, so whatever. You know, if you're a perfectionist about your shoes, using shoe cleaner, this ain't gonna rock it. And then you got on the heel side, it's like tattered and like has like all this fiber coming out.
What's on the other side?
And on the heel, it has Ryu's gloves. So what it states is like mountain, water, fire, and wind. So that's what, you know, Ryu's walking through all those elements, man, like the Avatar. So, man, when I was growing up, when I was a kid, I was like, you know, those Reebok pumps look sick. I haven't had Reeboks in a long time.
They look cool.
And I'm usually a Nike person. I wish Nike would like collaborate with Street Fighter, but it didn't. So whatever, Nike. But with Reebok, man, I remember those Reebok pumps. I remember like as a kid, like pumping them up. I thought I would like jump higher. Or like when you got those like Jordans when you were a kid, did you feel like Jordan?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you thought you could jump higher.
Right. But it did absolutely nothing, man.
You couldn't.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so these make me feel like I throw Hadoukens. Or you know what I can really do? I can do shurikens for real, man.
Oh,
at least those are real. I can't throw projectiles, except for shurikens, man. Was it Ryu says like in Street Fighter 2, you must defeat my Shenlong to stand a chance.
Is that what he says?
Yes, something like that.
Now, you know what? I gotta tell you this because the kids nowadays with their freaking shoes, man. Yeah. And I'm trying to like not cuss so much because of freaking YouTube's new policies and their bullshit, you know. But I'm just joking. But the kids nowadays they don't want to crease their freaking shoes, man.
Crease?
Yeah.
What do you mean crease? Sorry.
Like freaking bend their shoes.
What?
They're like stupid kids, man.
So what, they're walking all weird?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're walking like they don't want to run in these shoes. They buy these, you know, the expensive Jordans and Air Force Ones and whatever.
Ooh, Air Force Ones, baby. Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, yeah, I don't want to run in these because I teach PE, right?"
Yeah.
I'm like,
"They should be running the hell, Air Force Ones, man. You should be wearing like regular shoes that you don't care about."
Right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is they show up in these freaking Crocs. Like, what the hell? Why are you wearing slippers to school, man?
Do they have the holes in it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude.
That stuff, I should have bought stock in Crocs, man.
You know, it's funny because back in 2006 when I was a young nurse, Crocs were...
Right?
Right. And I wore them. However, like you're dealing with people's fluids, man, and you're wearing socks and they got holes in them, you know, you worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
So I stopped wearing them immediately.
Okay. Like it makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're back.
But I am so glad that you have those shoes.
Yeah, man.
You're rocking them, man.
I'm going to freaking do a shurikens, man. Where are those barrels, man? There's some shurikens.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you about, pre-recording, we talked about this Crisis Core.
Yes.
Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core. I know you got a couple beers in you now. So this is going to be difficult for both of us.
All right.
But walk me through, you know, shit. I mean, you got Aerith. Aerith and this weird freaking galaxy. I'm going to step away from the mic.
So, you know, Final Fantasy Remake, and then they released Final Fantasy Crisis Core. So Crisis Core was released on PlayStation Portable. That was an awesome handheld before its time. But, you know, they don't make games for that. However, they made Reunion for the PS4, PS5. So it's a story of Zack, and Zack is a soldier, and he works for Syndra? Sorry. Yeah. And you get Angeal, who is his mentor, and Zack's whole thing, he wants to be a hero. He wants to be soldier first class. And you get that story, and it helps introduce Cloud.
Okay.
And Cloud is the protagonist in Final Fantasy VII, and that's who you like really enjoy. And if you played Final Fantasy like more than 20 years ago, like I did, like Cloud's so cool. He has that Buster Sword, and he helps save the world, and he beats Sephiroth. But this is a prequel to that, so you get to learn how Cloud is Cloud. Because what happens is that in Final Fantasy VII. When you do play it, spoilers, I mean, I don't know how you can spoil those games, like more than 20 years old. Cloud has a different persona. He's messed up because he is Zack. essentially, for a little bit.
What?
Yeah. He okay. is Zach for a little bit. So you get to learn about Zach. And Zach is this, like, black-haired, cool-looking hair, has this, like, regular sword, but he's learned, he's, his mentor is Angeal, who is a soldier, first class. However, he is also infused with, like, Genova cells. And Genova is basically this alien from outside of the Earth that hits Earth, you know, this is not real or anything, and then it has these different cells and that can have some type of power. So Angeal is part of Soldier First Class, which is infused with Mako, and Mako is the energy of the Earth, which is the life stream. So he has some of this in him, also with Genesis, and Genesis is also has this life stream within him, but however, it's like he wasn't birthed from his mother. It's super weird. It's super weird and complicated that I'm still like it's ping ponging in my head. However,
no, you're doing a great job.
You get to learn, and Sephiroth is there, and Sephiroth is also from like Genova. So you have Shinra, who is testing these children, pretty much. Or these genes and impregnating, unfortunately, like ladies that give birth to like Sephiroth, Genesis, and Angeal.
Oh, okay.
Right, and they're test subjects. And Shinra is gathering energy from the Earth. So they're basically like a big, huge oil company that is giving energy to the communities of the Earth. However, they are doing research in the back end with scientists.
Okay.
And they have military, and they're overtaking. And when they're overtaking towns, they put a Mako factory up there and then gather more life stream.
Okay.
Right? So that's pretty much a backstory of Shinra. Evil corporate company that is destroying the Earth.
So is it done?
No, it's not done. So
it's not done.
So you learn about Zach, and then Zach is, you know, I was just saying, mentored by Angeal, and then Angeal becomes like and Genesis, they fight, and they have like the references, theater and story about like, I feel like it's like the Last Showman about Loveless.
They break out in song?
No, he just keeps, I mean, it's funny because Genesis looks like Gackt, and Gackt is a singer, a musical singer from Japan.
Gackt.
This is like a real singer. Gackt. Yeah.
Okay.
And you look at, I'll show you a picture. He looks almost identical as this musician.
You make me want to say da 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 da. Da da
da da da da. Is that from like SOCOM?
Snoop.
Oh, I thought like from SOCOM when you throw a grenade. Da da. But now,
oh, it could be.
In any case, so with where was I going? With Genesis?
Shit, I don't know.
This is gonna say Goku. This is now we're going to Dragon Ball, which is crazy too. In any case, so with Genesis and Angeal and Zach, and they have this whole story about like I don't know, like this is basically Zach's story of how he wants to be a hero.
Okay.
And he wants to become Soldier First Class. And then Angeal is a monster. And Genesis tells himself he's a monster. And he keeps referencing Loveless. And he keeps talking about Loveless. And he keeps taking, like, if you're reading a book and poems of Loveless, he keeps referencing this. So whenever you talk to him, he talks about this. And you're like, what the hell are you talking about? So this story is very crazy when it comes to talking to Genesis. And then like Angeal becomes a clone of different monsters, and the thing is that with that Genova cell, they start degrading, so they start dying, and Genesis wants to tap into the life stream so he doesn't degrade anymore. So that's Genesis's thing. And then with Zach, you see Zach grow into become Soldier First Class, but he meets Aerith. And you see the love story between Aerith and Zach. And then throughout the story, you see Zach and Cloud. And when you first meet Cloud in Final Fantasy VII, he keeps saying that he's Soldier First Class. However, he's not. He's taking the persona of Zach. Because Zach, in the end of this game, spoilers, 3-2-1 LT, Zach saves Cloud because Cloud and Zach are manipulated and researched and infused with Mako, and they get poisoned. And I feel like Cloud took the persona of Zach because they're both in this like Mako, like tube,
sure,
being infused. Kind of like when you think about Luke when he's getting healed, yeah, like in Star Wars.
Yeah.
He's infused with Mako, and they say Cloud is Mako poisoned. And I feel that like he takes the persona of Zach because Zach says, like, when Zach dies, he says, "You're my living legacy. We saved each other, or I saved you. So, like, live for the both of us." So Cloud is kind of like messed up in that way, where he has like dual personality, where he takes that persona of Zach. So he believes that he's soldier first class. He has Zach's sword, and it's just a crazy story. But it's sad because you see Zach and Aerith, and you see it's a love story between those two, and how it doesn't become fulfilled. But in Final Fantasy VII, you see Cloud and Aerith kind of like flirting with each other. So it's very interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
It is interesting. Now, this is like the whole Zach part.
Yeah.
Was that in the original Final Fantasy VII?
I don't
think so, right? Not to that extent.
Right? Yeah. And then they went back in it and they had Final Fantasy Remake. So Final Fantasy Remake, like when we all got introduced to Final Fantasy Remake, we thought it was just, oh, it's Final Fantasy VII with updated graphics, and it looks hella sick. It looks like when you're a kid watching Final Fantasy VII, like all that cinema looked really new and cool, right?
Yeah.
And then when you play the game, I was like, oh, it looks really different.
Yeah.
Like when your battle system. But now it's like, oh, the cinema looks like you're actually playing.
Exactly.
Like, because the graphics like rose up to that level.
Right.
However, when in Remake, they change the story. So they introduce these specters, and they look like they're cloaked. So when you play the game and you finally realize that those cloaks, like, I kind of thought of it myself, and then kind of looking at like researching on YouTube what these cloaks are, those are the fans. Because okay. Final Fantasy Remake is trying to tell the story of Cloud, like a reimagining of the original story. However, those people, those enemies in the specters, they are the fans. So, for example, so when Cloud is going to help destroy one of the base plates in Sector 7, Barrett fires him. And Cloud is just going to go off on his own thing. And after you do this fight, this battle, the specters come in. And you're like, whoa, that's weird. That's not part of the original game. What are these specters? And they end up hurting Jesse. And Jesse, like in the original game, gets hurt, but it doesn't tell you how she gets hurt. In this game, the specters come in and hurt her, so she can't go with Barrett and Tifa to destroy this plate.
Right.
Right? So if the specters weren't there, Cloud would have done something totally different, and this game would have been a different type of Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And then when you play this game, 3-2-1 LT, spoilers, you like there's hints that Sephiroth and Aerith they know that this is happening, but they're manipulating the timeline. Because like in this world, there's the life stream, that green glow from Mako. That's why like these soldiers, first class or whatever, they have this green eyes, or right, they have these eyes that are like glowing with the energy's planet. The planet's energy, I'm sorry. So they are like, I don't know if they're tapping into that, because Aerith is also an ancient, like she was there before Genova. So she was able to tap into the life stream somehow. But I don't know how like it plays into the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Genova, who is an alien pretty much, and disrupts this planet and has these different cells that can, I don't know, grant powers of some sort. So I'm curious how they're going to essentially rewrite Final Fantasy VII and their story.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you got me intrigued. I might have to reinstall this.
Beat it?
Yeah, because I didn't even finish Remake.
Yeah. Well, the difference between the Remake and Crisis Core is the battle system.
Oh.
So the battle system is like you can fuse materia. You can. It's you don't have any partners or anything. You can block. You can. I don't know. It's more active versus like the old Final Fantasy VII. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had fun with Final Fantasy Reunion.
Okay.
I'm not gonna platinum it or anything.
Right.
Because I don't have time to do that. I'd rather play Street Fighter now. But if Street Fighter wasn't here, then I would definitely like platinum in this. It's cool. I like the story between Zack and Aerith.
Yeah, it's a good story. All those characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was really cool, like, when you and the guys were here and we're all talking about Final Fantasy. And everybody got really excited about it. And that's with this title, man. It's just, it's really grabbing.
Yeah.
You know, and I dig it. I want to hear more about it, and we'll probably play more of the game.
Yeah, I mean, Final Fantasy 16 is coming out in June. Hopefully there's time to play, because Street Fighter 6 comes out like 2 weeks before that or something. So maybe you'll play that for us.
I'll play Street Fighter 6.
It's a possibility.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that can happen. So another thing is the Bad Batch, Jay.
Yes.
And two episodes came out. I don't know when they release the next one. It's got to be this week.
Yeah, it should be tomorrow.
Okay, so Wednesday. And here we are. We've got Omega. And we got a new season. A lot of the same characters. I think there's a new character at the very beginning of the second episode called Fee. But the cool thing is you're starting to see the dynamic of Hunter and Omega, and Hunter is really taking the role of being kind of like a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to take care of Omega, and so he does things a certain way, and other people are starting to notice. Right? So we've got what's the name of the other guy?
We have Echo, we have Havoc.
Echo says something to him and he's like, "Yo man, we should be helping the other clones, but you're kind of wrapped up in this thing with Omega, isn't he?"
Right.
And he didn't say it exactly like that, but he kind of alludes to it. And Omega, she's not naive. She hears a little bit. She listens to the conversations.
Right.
And I enjoy all this dynamic because this is more higher level than your run of the mill Star Wars cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're talking about characters and watching them grow, watching a character like Hunter grow into more of like a father figure, like we saw with God of War, right?
Yes, Kratos.
So let me pass it on to you, but I'm enjoying this. I want to see what happens next. Lots of action, lots of intrigue, and I wanted to ask you this.
Yeah.
And I'll get your opinion of the two episodes. But before I get to that, do you think that there's the possibility of having a game connected to this title, having a video game connected to the Bad Batch?
I feel like it would be cool, like multiplayer game,
right?
Because you have different roles. Like Avid is like the bruiser, like the tank. And then you have like Tech, who is very good at manipulating like items,
sure,
like outside. And then you have
Crosshair,
right? It's like sniper,
right?
Right. So they have different roles. I see it work, but I don't know like the longevity of it. It'd be sick if they brought back Battlefront and then have these characters in there. Did you play Battlefront?
Yeah, I did play some Battlefront, and with Battlefront, I thought it was always cool that you can, you know, and on
like on PS2, I totally played on PS2 or yes. PS1. I don't remember which Battlefront it was on, but it was super cool, like playing like a different like clone, and then they would have different abilities. Like one would snipe, and the other one would be able to like tank, for example.
Yeah, or just like being like unlocking a character like Han Solo.
Right.
you know?
Yeah, I remember that on the other PS versions. You yeah. play the heroes. Dude, it was so cool. You'd be Vader and you just like chokehold him. And you're playing multiplayer, so you're like freaking chokeholding like somebody like across the internet, man.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there thinking too, like, because you said the whole longevity of it, and it's in your and you're right, because I didn't play Battlefront very long.
Yeah, I don't even remember the story of that.
I remember when they were trying to break out or introduce that one character who was on the, more of the dark side. As a woman.
Do you remember that? No, I don't remember.
Yeah. So I think that was Battlefront 2.
Did you play Star Wars Unleashed?
The Force Unleashed?
Force Unleashed, thank you.
I don't think I did.
But it's like that guy was like hella superpower, dude.
Right?
Yeah. He's like Super Vader.
Yeah, you know what? Like that was a fun game. Star Wars, it's always interesting. We talked about the open world game coming up. But I would be, I would try this game if it was like a multiplayer.
Yeah, definitely would try
it. I would definitely, shoot, if it's a free to play, I think that'd be an easy cash grab.
Marvel Snap.
Oh, yeah, right? It's talking to you, Jay.
Oh, man.
No, let it go. Let it go. So, Bad Batch episodes 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely watch the Bad Batch.
Yeah. It's good.
That animation looks great. Like the shading, like when you look back at the old animation, like whoa, man! It feels like going back and watching Mario back in the 90s, and how animation and facial expression, shading, voice acting has evolved.
Yeah, just the texture of their quality, their right? face, right? Yeah. You're like looking at it, and you're wow, and you just kind of look at it, you see like. Hunter and his tattoo and his face. He's the one that has tattoo, right?
Yeah.
And you look at each one and you look at like crosshair and you see the little crosshair on his eye, the scar there too. A lot of detail into it. And it makes it look lifelike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, Jay. Talked about a few things there. There was one thing I missed. Things that are coming out.
Mm.
Yeah, this is going to be a busy month, Jay.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like kind of on a lull right now. I beat Final Fantasy Crisis Core Reunion. I'm just waiting, twiddling my thumbs for this controller to come out. Before that DualSense Edge comes out, Monster Hunter Rise arrives.
Yes.
And I can't wait to play that game. And then like a week after that, it's Forspoken.
Yeah, and then a couple weeks after that, then you got to start prepping for Destiny.
Destiny this barf bag from this PSVR too, man.
That's right. Did we talk about that yet?
With this Horizon, whatever, I forgot what the title is called. Barf of the West.
Barf of the West.
I'm sure it's not called that. But I'll call it that because that's what's going to happen between us two. Dude, I'm going to go all in. So I'll buy that. I mean, it comes with it, right? So there's Resident Evil Village that arrives with this. I'm not good with scary games.
I don't
games.
Know about that.
How about you play that game, babe? I'll buy it.
It is my turn.
I'll watch
huh?
you play, and then I'll see you get. I'll see how you play this.
That's
game.
Man, I might have a heart attack.
Don't worry, man. I have.
You're CPR certified,
CPR, man. Dude.
At least I'm
do.
In good hands.
I know what to do. Shoot. I will freeze, I promise.
Oh, shoot. You're pounding on my chest.
Yeah. we can prep it. We can get the AED, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good.
Get 911 and speed dial.
They know where you live already.
Yeah. Well, hell, if they took 14 minutes to get to me, I might as well just drive you to Sharp. I get there faster.
Oh, my gosh. Chest compressions.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun year. It's going to be a fun year for not only just video games, but with shows coming out. Last of Us, I'm hoping that it looks promising now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a good year, Jay. Like I said that already. But I'm going to be devoted to trying some of this new stuff. I don't know about the new controller you're talking about.
but it's very tempting.
To purchase it? Pre-order?
Yes. It's very tempting, but it is a lot of money.
It is. It's like half the price of a system, right?
Yeah, for the Xbox Series S, it's only, you know, $50 less.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. Series S is $250.
Do you think it'll help with your Destiny?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, keep that right thumbstick, your right thumb on that thumbstick, man. You don't have to reload anymore. You just tap the back button there.
Yeah, you know what, man? These players are so good. Mm. It's hard to keep up. But maybe I just freaking throw grenades.
Or like I used it like because the PS4 they had that attachment, right?
Right.
Where you can attach it to the DualShock 4 and use that back button to like dodge like in Ghost of Tsushima. That's what I used it for. I attached it to the circle button. However, this controller, you're able to adjust like the dead zones and the sensitivity of the duels of the stick, so that's very interesting to me.
I can't wait till you get it and then I want to see your setup.
Oh man, I'll just probably be default until I'll just probably just alternate the back buttons.
Nah, man, I know you. You're gonna finagle some stuff, and you're gonna be like, "Yo, you just gotta do this. You gotta invert this."
Do you play inverted or regular?
Regular.
Oh, do you? Okay. Oh, dude, I'm like old school. I guess I play inverted.
Isn't Switch that way?
Like down goes up and up goes down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just weird that way. But it goes to flying games. But it goes to like all these like first person shooters. I do the same thing.
Okay, so I am going to join you with that Monster Hunter Rise.
Oh, are you? You going to purchase it?
Yeah.
We're going to go monster hunting?
We're going to go some monster hunting.
Dude.
Yeah.
What's your favorite weapon?
Oh, we talked about that last time.
We did. The glaive, right?
The glaive. That's just like in Destiny.
Right. Yeah. That is right.
But what is yours again?
No, it's the great sword.
The great sword.
Yeah.
Not that one that looks like a shield sword.
Oh, that one was sick too. The switchblade. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. I like that. I enjoyed that.
All right. Oh, and one last thing. Thanks for the new likes on the social media. I appreciate. And we got some likes from out of the country, Jay.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So I'm real appreciative of.
I do remember something.
Did you?
CES PSVR2 impressions.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and let's back up and talk about that.
All right. So let's backpedal a little bit. So some people, I was just watching on YouTube, people got hands-on demo impressions of Horizon, Call of the Wild, instead of, you know, us talking about Call of the vomit, the barf bags. So PSVR, they said that the OLED screens are great. They look good, very clear. I didn't realize, or I totally forgot, that the actual headset that you put over your face has haptic feedback.
The headset.
So it vibrates. So when you have like these freaking dinosaurs throwing their like tails at you, it vibrates on your head.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty sick, right?
Yeah.
That is cool. And then, like, of course, then the hands, they do vibrate as well with the haptic feedback. And if you have the DualSense and you have experienced them, they have that tactile feel that's a little bit more defined compared to the DualShock 4. So I cannot wait to play this, although that I will get nauseous. But it looks cool. The impressions from the people on YouTube are very positive. So, I mean, the thing is going to be like $600, but I think for the show, for content, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, you know what? Just imagine this if you play like a boxing game.
Oh, yeah, they have that Manny Pacquiao game.
They do?
Yeah, it looks so whack, though.
It does?
Yeah. Oh, it looks like you're back at like PS2 graphics, man.
Oh.
He's like, come on, guys, give me my lumpia.
Does he sing
the adobo?
Does he sing the national anthem?
I'm sorry.
That's so messed up.
And
we're Filipino, so I don't know if that makes it, you know, better.
Sorry.
But
the pouch is spundus, huh?
Sorry. You know, I'm a big fan of him because he's like our only
athlete that's recognizable.
How about that lady that in the Olympics, man? She like lifted.
Oh yeah,
right.
The deadlifter.
Yeah,
but you know, come on, Manny's been doing it for years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I wish he would. I wish whoever developed that game would make it better quality. make it on par of Manny's quality.
Oh, sure.
Because I was looking at like on that PlayStation store, dude. I was like, dude, this don't look good.
But it's VR.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It don't look good, man. I wish it made it better.
Okay.
I wish it represented better.
I'm going to get a game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or a VR game.
Oh.
It'll be that one.
You're going to punch Maddie in the face, man? Is that what you
do? He's going to punch me in the face.
Oh, shit. How about that Resident Evil VR, man? You going to play that?
That's going to be too scary, bro.
Dude, I'm a scaredy cat. You played it already, so you know what to anticipate.
It's not going
to
be the same thing, right?
That's the same thing. It's just in VR. So you already know when these like creatures are going to attack
you. The big
you.
Lady is freaking scary.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, what's scarier is that weird Mr. X, the big dude.
And like Resident Evil 2?
2.
Oh, yeah. I can't play that, man.
That's scary.
Yeah.
It's crazy because you got to hear him. You hear him like move around. He's like moving around in the corners and stuff as you're trying to like go through the halls. It's like, where the hell is it coming from? That'd be even worse with the VR. Hearing that vibrating in your head.
If it was first person, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But yeah, I can't wait for you to play, so I can watch you play Resident Evil VR.
You just want to see me get scared.
A little bit, because I know I am a wimp when it comes to Resident Evil, so, and you already went through it. Did you beat Resident Evil Village? I don't remember.
Yeah,
finished it. See, there you go. You already know where all these enemies are going to come out, so I'd be happy to watch you play in VR.
There's some scary stuff, man. You know what? I would do it just so that I can see you get scared too. We can do it together.
I don't want to play that game in VR,
man. It's crazy, man.
I can't even play it without VR.
It's crazy. It's like so crazy. Like there's this doll thing. It's crazy.
You got werewolves and that big lady, and then you have her like daughters coming over you and like destroying you.
The voices are what get you.
You're playing headphones, so it's like kind of like talking to you. Oh no,
they're crazy, man. Mm-mm. Oh Jay, well, my friend, that's all I got for today.
Cool, sounds good.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate it, and thanks to new listeners and the ongoing listeners. Thank you for listening to us, and take care. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, take care.
Day, evening, or whenever you're listening to this.
Appreciate you. Bye.